Okay, and do you have a girlfriend? Are you married? Or what's your situation?
I'm not married. I don't have girlfriends unless there was a fucking girl that was 100%, you know, 100% better than many, many other women. This is what I do, man. Right now, right at this instant, I'm going through a period in my life that I have to get shit done. I have no time to actually go out and meet people. But a few years ago, what I was doing is just go out. Every single woman that I found good looking, just be like, hey, what's up? Hey, stop. Like in the street, right? Yeah, I just thought you looked cool. I just have to say hello and just kind of make conversation. A lot of the times, like most of the times, it'd be like, yeah, heck yeah, bye. Sometimes it'd be like, okay, and we'd talk and then be like, okay, I gotta go. Sometimes it'd be like, yeah, it was fucking on and we ended up meeting up later. It's a kind of a numbers game, and there's a skill to meeting people randomly. So that's what I was going through, right? Meeting people, and that's why I got most of the advice I give on my podcast is through, you know, just having to fucking, 'cause I'm very shy dude. I have to fucking put some effort into changing myself to become to be able to do that. So right now, in this moment, I ain't doing much. To be honest, you could even say I'm a lonely dude here on my office working on my shit. But I don't consider myself a person that has trouble with relationships. Because I didn't need time, dude. Put me out on the street and I'll meet whoever the fuck.
Okay, well, look, I mean, you meet chicks, but does it go past the point of meeting? Do you actually get to the point where you can get some pussy from them? Or is that part kind of tough for you?
I mean, this is how it goes. It's like a pyramid, like a triangle, right? It's like, let's say you can approach 100 girls, right? Out of those 100 girls, 50, let's say, like 30 are responsive, you get the number. Out of those 30, let's say 20, 25, you get to actually meet. Out of those 15, probably like 3, 2, 1, you get to fuck. Depends on the season, right? Depends on the girls. Depends how much you're going out, so...
Well, no, but
you're right. I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not talking about numbers and hypotheticals. I'm talking about you. I mean, like, when's the last time you got some pussy?
Last time I had sex, probably a few months.
Yeah, I mean, and was that somebody you were dating at the time? Is it a chick you just met, or how'd that whole situation come about?
No, I don't. As I said before, I don't date people. I mean, this is what I think about. Like, my thoughts on dating. People just fucking jump into whatever because they feel like they need somebody. They need to stop being lonely. It's also a societal thing. People just go for whatever the fuck.
I'm not
like
talking
this
about people, though. Yo, I'm talking about you. I'm trying to find out how that situation come about. Is it somebody you knew and you have sex with casually every now and
no,
then?
No, that's someone I met through, like, meeting them on the street.
All right, so was it a wine and dine type situation? You walk up to her, you get a number, you talk on the phone, you go out to dinner, you get some
cookies.
How'd it go down?
It was, okay, so last time I met her once, like, since the time we had sex, I met her, like, about 3 months prior, and we met up, and we wanted a date, and it was kind of off. Nothing was happening, but about a few days before, I was going through the old numbers that didn't work, because this is what I do. Every time something doesn't go right, I put all those numbers that are not working on a kind of like a rotation, kind of a list, to whenever nothing, absolutely nothing is going on at the moment, I just mass text all those girls and say something like, I don't know, whatever line, like, hey, what's up, what's going on, or like, you know, whatever. So I did that, and she responded, we met up, nothing happened. A week later, I was at a party. So I invited her and a few other friends. Now we hook up at that party. We were all drunk, so, and that's where it happened.
Yeah, drunk pussy, nothing like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so sexually, like, what do you do? Are you into, like, anal sex with chicks? Have given them oral sex? Or what do you do, like, sexually?
Sexual? Let's see. See, it depends, you know? Depends. Last time, I mean, I think I'm just kind of like a bland dude. I don't think I have anything, like, special like that. A lot of people get kinky. I think I'm just a straight-up you know, fuck her, whatever. I'm not too... It's not just that I didn't get too much into porn ever. It's just... How can I answer this? It's just kind of like... I do a lot of meditation, right? I try to just get in the rhythm of it and be as in the moment as I can. And just kind of express my fucking desires out. You know, just kind of like... Just kind of like an expression thing. I don't know if you're getting me. Have you ever?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm talking about fucking. You talking about some metaphysical shit? I'm like, what are you talking about?
When I'm talking to somebody, it's not. I don't. First of all, it's always pretty bland. It's never like, oh, let's do some anal, or you know, anything kinky like that. It's just talking, and I just try to be stay in the moment and just go with it, and try to, you know, enjoy it as much as I can. Just fucking express my, like, fuck her through my feelings. I don't know, am I being understood, like, or am I just going completely out of, like, you don't know what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying, but what you're saying sounds like I understand in a way, not that I'm familiar with anything that you're talking about as far as me fucking a chick. But I sort of understand what you mean in a sense. Not completely, because you're almost sounding... You're making pussy sound like it's some sort of spiritual experience, when it's actually just a physical experience. I mean, you take your dick out, you stick it in some pussy, and if she's into anal, you stick it in her ass, and that's what I'm talking about. You're talking about some deeper shit when sex ain't really all that complicated.
Yeah, man, I think that's just kind of the way I am. A lot of people are more... I find there to be two types of people. People that are very, just, I feel like you're this type of person. It's just like, this is right here, right now. Shit is fucking concrete. Shit is fucking logical. Shit makes sense. Other people are a bit more, like, intuitive in a way where they don't even fucking know what they're talking about, but they kind of just say it from their subconscious. I don't know if you're, it's kind of like a hippie type of person. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's some studies on this. There's different types of people.
Look, I understand. I don't want you to misunderstand me. I'm not a simple or basic dude at all. I totally understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to get you to explain what you're saying. I know what you're saying, because there are plenty of times when I can't explain everything in words, what I'm thinking or how I'm feeling. You can't express everything in words at all times. But if you are in the business of talking, such as you with the podcast and you right now with me on the phone, I at least want you to explain it in a way that I can understand. I don't care how deep you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care how logical you think you may be. You can still put the shit into words, and that's all I want you to do.
All right. Let's see, man. I'm going to do my best, and we'll see if you get it.
No. We can leave it alone. We can leave it alone, because, like I said, for you, obviously, sex is a more spiritual experience. You climb on top of the chick, I guess, and you start praying. I don't know. But, you know, with me, it's not that deep.
How is it for you?
With me, it's like if she's into anal and I feel like fucking in her ass, then I fuck in her ass. I don't eat pussy that much, so I'm not going to eat no pussy, but I'll let her suck my dick. We'll do all the freaky things that she may want to do. I even choked the white chick one time before. Well, more than once. But I choke white chicks, I pull hair, I smack asses. We wrestle until we work ourselves up to the point we want to fuck. You just do what comes natural sexually. You just
That's
do
really?
Shit. I mean, being spiritual and being sexual to me are two totally different things. I don't worship the pussy, I just fuck the pussy.
I feel you. I bet a lot of people think you're a dick. Would that be accurate? Do a lot of people think you're a dick?
Well, here's the thing. I even had this dude mention this today in my episode. He said that initially I come across as a dick for anybody who, or an asshole, for anyone who's just listening to the way I say stuff. But when you listen to what I say and how I say it, then it sort of erases the whole asshole perception.
Yeah, dude, because I find people to be that are honest to usually be considered people like dicks, right? Honest people tend to have this stigma about them to be dicks, just because they usually say what they mean and they're not uncomfortable with antagonizing other people. So yeah, I would assume, like, I bet a lot of people think you're a dick, and as I said, like, when I see your kind of like interactions, maybe like your vibe, like the picture on like the profile picture on the Twitter, the intro, the Mr. Player hater, the hater, you know, I think it's Bible, hater thing, you know, I'm not humble, that kind of stuff. You would think, oh, dude, this guy's going to be a fucking pig and it's going to be funny. But you seem like just a cool dude, just a chill guy that doesn't give a fuck too much to antagonize somebody. Just a dude who says what he means, and sometimes that shit is not, you know, positive. So,
well, here's the thing, yeah. And I appreciate that. Here's the thing. A lot of people say, and a lot of people even truly mean what they say, when they say that they don't really care how people perceive them or what they have to say about them. I happen to be one of those people who really don't care. I don't care about a lot of stuff. I've been saying it for years, and I think people who've been listening for years realize that I really mean that shit. I don't care about a lot of stuff. I mean, look, the way I look at it is like this, and I even said this to somebody before who asked me about it. I said, look, why should I care how people perceive me? They have their perception of me, but I've got my reality of me. So I don't care how people perceive me, because people want to have their perceptions and their opinions. It really doesn't affect me because, A, they don't know me personally, so ain't shit they can do. Plus,
yeah.
Why should I waste time and energy trying to change somebody's opinion of me? You can't do it. Once they form an opinion of you, they're either going to change it on their own when they choose to change it, or they'll just keep that perception of you. There's nothing you can do.
And why the fuck should anybody else's thoughts of you affect you in any way? I mean, doesn't, as you say, your reality of who you are is different than my perception. It's not connected. For people, it's usually connected, right? It's like, if he thinks I'm cool, then I'm cool. If he thinks I'm not cool, then maybe I'm not that cool. They're struggling with it. But people can know who the fuck they are. That kind of people are just have this confidence that no one can tap into. Because if you base your fucking confidence or your sense of who you are based on anything, whether it's like money or what people think of you, then it can be tapped into, right, by other people and by circumstances of life.
Right, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you saying that. And that's the one thing that bothered me about when I listened to your podcast, because I don't, I don't have respect for people who don't have an opinion or who are afraid to voice their opinion. I don't have respect for those people, because I know everybody has an opinion about something. So if you're afraid to give your opinion, I can't respect you, because I don't respect people who withhold their true feelings. I want you to tell me how you really feel, and that's what bothered me about listening to your podcast. If you ever said that, I would have never said what I said in response to that. If you hadn't said, well, I have an opinion, but I don't want to give it because people may not like it, it's not a popular opinion. If you had never said that, I would have never formed my opinion of you, because my opinion of you is like, this dude is weak. He's afraid to tell us how he really feels for whatever reason. I don't care if you're trying to gain listeners or whatever. People who will respect you will listen to you. I think you're more or less just catering to people, and you admitted it, because you want them to listen to your podcast. I don't think that's any reason to compromise who you truly are. Maybe you can tweak it a little bit, not use the word faggot, but I don't think you should compromise who you truly are just to appeal to people who may stop listening in a week or two anyway.
Yeah, and just see, that's where I agree with you up to a point. Like, I guess I fucking agree with you 100%. I think it depends on what you're trying to achieve. See, I see it this way, man. You can either be fully truthful to yourself and follow the fucking path and be a full fucking rebel and not give a fuck and just follow it. And there's that type of people, right? Those people usually go far. Then there's the other type of people, that weaselly, lying, kind of scammy people that kind of know how to weasel their way into places. Let's say they wanted to be friends with somebody, they could fucking lie. And if you see companies, everything that's broadcasted is basically just a lie, just a way to make, just appealing to whatever society's into at the moment to make the most amount of money, right? And those people make a shitload of money, and their purpose is to make money, and so they're successful at it because they're weaseling and they're lying. So I think that a good balance is necessary, depending on what you're doing. If your podcast, because I feel like this is your podcast. Your podcast is you just being yourself, saying what you feel, having fun, having an awesome fucking time, and just that's your podcast. And if it works and people are into it and they follow you, then fucking cool. If they're not into you, who gives a fuck, right? I feel like that's your vibe.
You know what? You just gave us a revelation about yourself. Because you just described two extremes. You can either be an asshole, and most assholes are successful, because they don't really give a fuck. Or you can be the Weasley dude who's also successful, telling lies and telling people what they want to hear, and you're also successful on both extremes. It seems like you chose the Weasel extreme.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's why I don't like when people bitch about their fucking wives or husbands. It's like, do you fucking marry that person?
Yeah, right.
You know, take fucking action and get him the fuck out of wherever you live, or, you know, shut the fuck up and learn to work it out.
Yeah, but
don't
see,
bitch about it and take responsibility.
Right. You say that, like, to me right now and probably to the person in person, but you won't say that on your podcast. So it's like...
Exactly.
I know. I don't understand that, though. It's like, there's nothing wrong with what you're saying and how you really feel. Just get rid of the word faggot and any offensive words that you don't want to drive people away with. But I think the way you really are would be respected by your listeners.
I hear you, man. And I think the listeners, like I think now the listeners that have stuck by me for a while, because, you know, when you're new, if you say shit like that and people don't know you, like if you just turn into a random podcast and they're like, dude, don't be a faggot, and you have a... Because people have egos, man. And if you have a wife and you're like, eh, she sucks, yeah, she's so stupid, and some dude's like, yo, tell her to fucking leave. And then you're like, no, this guy sucks, I'm not... Because people don't take responsibility, right? My audience, the audience that doesn't take responsibility, which is most of the people, would be like, no, he's stupid, his advice sucks, I am cool.
But that's not a bad thing. Have you noticed how most people who are real popular are hated by the mass majority? Bill O'Reilly,
yeah.
and Glenn Beck and all those political dudes who people can't stand, but at the same time they have their loyal followers and viewers. Yeah, not everybody's going to like you, and that's not a bad thing. You want people hating you.
That's true. That's absolutely true. That's how you measure how fucking cool you are, how many people hate you, to be honest.
Right. I mean, it's nice to have people who like you. You need those people. I mean, life is all about balance. So you need the people who like you, of course, to offset the ones who can't stand you. But the ones who can't stand you, yeah, I want them too. I definitely want them too.
Yeah. You know what? I think you're right, and I think you may have convinced me to go down the good old fully honest route. I think I can work a bit on not being too aggressive, not being too fucking condescending, that you're just gonna fuck it up.
Well, no, that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Like I said, just get rid of the offensive words that you may even need to delete from your vocabulary anyway. Stop with the faggot shit. You know, because you know you're gonna offend people, and it's not the type of word that you need to be using anyway if you're having an advice type show. So just get rid of the word faggot and anything else that may be offensive to certain listeners. But no, be yourself. I say nigga and bitch and shit like that all the time, but people who listen and know me, they know I don't really refer to women as bitches, and they know I don't think nigga is really nigga. It's just words. So no, I mean, the people who know you and who will continue to listen to you, they'll just glaze over it and say, oh, that's just him being him, and that's no big deal. They won't make a big issue out of words that you say. It's the new listeners who don't know you that will make a big issue, but they're going to come back.
Yeah. I think you're right. See, I was about, like, I was just 2 seconds away from changing the whole podcast. I even have a few episodes recorded from the new podcast that I was about to make. I was about to change the whole fucking, I was about to rebrand fully out of the Weird Mind Show. Yeah, dude, I think it's time for me to change, man. It's time for me to go fully honest. Get rid of some of that, as you say, some of those words that should not be really used, and they actually don't go with my integrity, with my sense of integrity. There's really no, you know, it's not a good thing, I believe, to say faggot, right? So yeah, sounds like it's time to change.
Cool. Yeah, well, let me know when you do so I can tune into your new podcast. With your hopefully original style, because you can't keep switching up. I mean, once you make this change, that's going to have to be it, because people are not going to believe you if you keep flip-flopping.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta stay true, or else you know, there's no cred.
You gotta be you, man. You just have to be you. once you make the change to whatever you're going to do that's more genuine with you within your podcast, please let me know so I can tune in, so I can see what the fuck you did.
Yeah, bro, I'll let you know. I'll hit you up.